It is time to bring in Mike Kazi, and we say good morning to Mike. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I have to start off with this again, because it goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. So just hang on a second. I got to find this story that I wanted to talk about. It involves with all the indictments and arrests that took place over the weekend, actually, in horse racing, and the owner of the horse we were talking about yesterday,
Maximum Security, XY Jet,
Maximum Security. He took all his horses away from that trainer.
Well, yeah, they all have to take them away. Yeah. I mean, they can't run under a trainer that probably going to be suspended. And they moved Maximum Security to Baffert.
Yeah. But the owners of the horses, nothing happens to the owners of the horses in this whole shebang, right?
See, I right now, no, but I think that they should have to forfeit all the money that they won.
You would think so. You would think that. Well, we'll see what happens with it anyways.
I mean, like I said yesterday, all the owners are going to claim ignorance, but between you and me and the wall, most of them know.
Sure, you know.
I mean, and if you're winning
at a bigger percentage than the greatest trainers that were ever in this game,
mm-hmm.
and you're not one of the greatest trainers that was ever in this game, I don't care who you're running against. If you win so much that it's obvious, everybody's got to know.
Well, you got to go back. I mean, you could tie it into baseball. I mean, if you have a horse and he's got something going through his veins, or she's got something going through her veins that gives her an advantage over the rest of the field, it's an unfair advantage. Just like if you're giving yourself PEDs to perform better than the guy next to you, it's an unfair advantage. So, I mean, it's similar to that. I mean, the only difference is with the horses, they don't know that they're getting the stuff. They don't know why they feel that way, but people are doing it to them. And in baseball, people are doing it to themselves. That's the difference.
Yeah.
So you still have the cheating element of people involved. So, I mean, it's an unfair advantage that these horses are getting, and I think they should have to forfeit their money.
All right, let's go on to the NFL.
The NFL?
Yeah, because there's some rule changes that are coming up, proposed rule changes.
Oh, God, what could these possibly be?
One is adding what they call a sky judge, which is utilized by colleges.
A what?
A sky judge, a judge that constantly sits up and is constantly looking at a video screen.
I have no idea. Is his rule of judgment?
I have no idea. They don't say. But also another one is they want to revamp overtime.
Again?
Yeah. They want to possibly return it to its original 15-minute length and provide alternatives to the onside kick. You know what? There's one thing that the XFL does that they could institute in the NFL, and that is they have the full kickoff, but the people on the field can't move until the receiver catches the ball, and then it's contact.
That's pretty bad.
Well, no, it takes away that. It's much better than what happens in the NFL now. That everybody's just kicking the ball into the.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you kick a squib kick that goes, I don't know, 60, 70 feet in the air and only goes 20 yards,
yeah.
Is it a free kick?
Yes.
So that means anybody can catch it?
Yep.
So now you have a basketball jump ball in football.
Yeah, but it's better than than the NFL has now.
I got a good idea.
What?
Why don't all the players come out on the field before the game? They go to the center of the field. They flip a coin, and whoever gets the right flip wins the game, and everybody can go home. Nobody gets hurt. There's no more concussions. You don't have to worry about bad calls. But, I mean, I have seen the coin flip get screwed up in the NFL. That's how ignorant they are. But you know, wouldn't that be a good idea? Just go out and flip the coin. You can have like a four-hour pregame show talking about the wind and how gravity can affect the different coin you use. I mean, everybody would buy into that, wouldn't they?
All right. So much for that.
Right?
All right.
Reinvent the wheel.
Is there anything that that you noticed in sports that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. I do believe that the Islanders and the Rangers are flat-footed, tied out now, I think. The Rangers beat Dallas in Dallas yesterday. It was a pretty decent win for them. Unfortunately, if you're an Islander fan, they got beat yesterday 5-4 in overtime against Vancouver. So they continue to slide, and the Islanders, their line's going down, and the Ranger line, albeit a little more erratic of late, they're winning a few games. So right now, like I said, if you're in the market, you're buying the Rangers and selling the Islanders.
All right. Anything else that we can talk about?
Yeah. Now the Yankees have their new latest injury. It's called the flu.
Flu. That's exactly right, Sanchez.
Catch the flu in Florida?
I don't know. Also the term flu, Mike, is.
I know. It's so broad now.
It's so broad now. I mean. I had a cold, and I had a cold that lasted about 12 days. It started in the head and the nose, sore throat, then has finally moved down into the chest, and it's done. That's not the flu. That's a cold. And so the flu, the term is thrown around. Everybody's talking about the flu this, flu that. The guy probably has a cold, and a cold takes 10 to 12 days to get out of your system. Mm-hmm. It just does.
It's really overreacted. I mean. Yeah. In New Jersey, they said they had their first fatality because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And then if you continued to read the story, the guy had hypertension, problem with his breathing, his intestines were bleeding, he was diabetic. I mean, I kind of like think this guy was punching his ticket out no matter what.
Yeah, well, that's what they, you know, what the whole thing is. Any virus, any flu, anyone, it will always affect those with the weakened immune system. More than it does everybody else. But still, what the heck? I guess it's better to be safe than sorry.
I agree with that. I mean, but it's just like anything else. You don't put yourself in the path of the locomotive.
Yeah.
So you have a little bit of due diligence. You wash your hands. You do what you're supposed to do. You don't put yourselves in areas that would make you sick, meaning not to not be in public, but not to be amongst sick people. So... I mean, just use a little bit of common sense.
But you know, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I have a habit when I'm on the radio and I talk with people, I fold my arms and I take my hand and I rub my face and stuff like that. So don't do it.
But if you're clean,
I know. But
don't worry about it.
Don't do what I do, folks.
I mean, I'm sitting in my house in front of my computer doing whatever I'm doing, right? And I just scratched my eyelid and whatever. There's no virus in my house. If I'm clean, my house is clean. Now, if I got sick, then things in my house would be infected. But if I'm clean, my house is clean, so I don't really have to change. I wash my hands several times a day, so I guess I think I'm okay. And then, you know, if you're in your car driving, or if you're the only person in your car is not infected. So I don't know. I know there's some truth to it, but I think that a lot of it is way, way overblown.
All right. It's funny. I'm having a weird time with my computers this morning trying to...
They got the coronavirus.
Yeah, they probably do. Well, anyways, we're all done for today. I guess I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.